It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We need to talk about the new 2023 Hyundai Palisade. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is thinking of every mile, and the Palisade offers all the technology, safety features, and comfort a family needs for the journey ahead. Look, I own a Hyundai. I drive it. I love it. My daughters own Hyundais. They drive it. They love them. And the Palisade looks amazing. Think about it. It fits up to 8 passengers comfortably. I could take the entire family, even some extended family, on a road trip as long as I could endure them. The car would be great. You can stay connected in the Palisade with the Wi-Fi hotspot capability. How many times are the kids in the back wanting to do something that you need Wi-Fi for? The Palisade takes care of that for you. There's also class-exclusive Safe Exit Assist that prevents the rear doors from opening if the vehicle detects traffic approaching from behind. Unbelievably cool technology. And that Safe Exit Assist is not a substitute for driver or passenger attentiveness, so you have to always be aware of your surroundings and attentive of approaching vehicles. It's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Enjoy every day of your wedding planning journey with Zola. Because before you get to this, there's this, and this, and plenty of this. Make the most of every moment. For all the days along the way, your wedding starts at Zola.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits from Monday the 29th of August. It was a weekend for superstars, when some of the biggest names shined the brightest. We start in Texas, where their big name, big money shortstop, reached a career high in bombs.
And here's the first pitch, and this one is hit in the air to center field. It's got some carry to it. It's back, it's back, it's gone! Corey Seager does it again! Second home run of the afternoon, and the Rangers now only trail it by one. 28th of the season for Seager. Wow!
Rangers down 9-0 at one point. Corey Seager charges back. They lose, but who cares? Besting his career high from a couple years ago, 28 home runs on the year, an OPS over 800 in the month of August. Let's take a look at the state of the streak. I mentioned all the superstars, and they will populate the highlights on this show. Our high streaker is Floyd One, who sits at 31. We'll talk about the failure of the former leader in a moment, but the superstars delivering extended to the second-place streaker, Zebo 22, who had a double down of teammates Juan Soto, who homered, and this guy who joined him twice.
High fly ball to deep left field down the line towards the pole and the corner. And that ball is gone. Home run for Manny Machado. A skyscraper down the left field line that gets out of the yard. 23rd home run of the year for Machado. And a 1-0 Padres lead.
Between Soto and Machado, 3 homers, 6 RBIs. But a Padres loss to Kansas City. Josh Hader in that one, by the way, gave up 6 runs in the 8th inning. It's all working out for San Diego. So all these superstars delivering yesterday, who did the streak leader have? He had the same guy that 22% of all streakers had. The most selected player on the day was the Reds' Donovan Solano. Huh? He makes sense, I suppose. It was Patrick Corbin Day, after all. The worst starting pitcher in the majors. Solano hitting .330 in the last 30 days. He kills lefties, so how'd he do?
Donovan Solano to right. Meneses will move back, but he has plenty of room. Patrick Corbin puts up a 0 in the third.
Solano hitless against Corbin. 3 other Washington relievers helped out. 5 total hits for the lowly Reds. Yeah, I said lowly, Porth. As Corbin wins a game to go 5-17. the first win by a Nationals starting pitcher in 43 days. Insane. The Reds, congrats to them.
I am not disputing the fact that the Reds suck.
Okay, good.
I just want to make that clear.
Hey, so did Germán Márquez throw seven real good innings over the weekend too? What the hell's happening right now? I don't like it. I count on pitchers to be bad. Scott Myers, L.A., goes down, along with many others. He was the streak leader and played Donovan Solano. That can't feel good. You know, you lose with Goldschmidt, you're like, oh, it's baseball, things happen. You lose with Donovan Solano, you kick yourself for the rest of the season.
And also, speaking for myself, I went from a streak of zero to a streak of zero because I also had Solano.
Oh, my God. Look at you people. You're insane, says Spiegel, who's never been above nine. Kyoshi Lotus, 46, is sitting pretty at 45, looking at $10,000. Any one of you listening could reach 46 games and take that money from him. There's also still time for 57 and $5.6 million. More superstars to document before we give you our picks for the day. Check out the week for this man, Nolan Arenado. Got thrown out of a game last Wednesday. Found out his wife's water broke Wednesday night. Flew to St. Louis Thursday. Saw his first child be born Thursday afternoon. Spent a couple days with his family. Came back and played at home there on Saturday night. Had four hits, including a hit in the ninth inning of a walk-off win over the Braves. That is a week. Yesterday, he played again. Had another hit and an RBI.
Line drive, base hit. Rosario the throw. Offline, Donovan is in. And the Cardinals, on an RBI single from Nolan Arenado, have a 2-0 lead.
Arenado and Goldschmidt, and now Tyler O'Neill carrying the Cardinals to that Central Division title that looks to be theirs. This man is on the precipice of being the first player to lead his team in both innings pitched and plate appearances as a batter since 1887.
Ohtani drives that one opposite way. That ball is hit well. Shohei Ohtani! Forget about it. Two-run home run, his 28th.
Opposite field power for Ohtani. Dealt on the mound yesterday. Three hits today. Two RBIs. Two runs scored. Huge add-on. What a swing.
There is no one like Shohei Ohtani, and he's a great call anytime in Beat the Streak, even perhaps later in this podcast. Our picks are next.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Just eight games on the docket today. The Twins playing for their life at home against Boston. The Cubs, who've been playing pretty good baseball in Toronto for the Blue Jays. Here's two teams to stay away from and beat the streak. The Pirates going against Corbin Burns of the Brewers, and the Marlins against Tony Gonsolin. He is 16-1 with a 2.10 ERA, reminding me of Preacher Rowe, who went, I believe, 20-3. And Rick Sutcliffe, who went, was it 18-1, Sutcliffe, after he got traded to the Cubs from the Cleveland Indians? There's no way to know. We don't have time to do the research. Time for the fourth pick.
Speaks, how can one go against Mookie Betts right now with the Dodgers in Miami, as he did this in his first at-bat of the game yesterday?
Mookie Betts, who's 5 out of 10, including a 2-home run game on Fridays.
A drive here for Betts into center field and gone just over the wall. A leadoff home run for Mookie Betts. He continues to tattoo the baseball in this series.
In the first three of a four-game series, Betts is 8-for-15 with a home run in each game. Mookie is hitting .333 for the month of August. Tonight, he faces Pablo Lopez of the Marlins. Mookie is 2-for-6 lifetime against Lopez. And for Lopez, August has been the worst batting average against month of his season, giving up a .274 average to opposing hitters this month.
Love it. So Mookie, another superstar who gets into the show. Time now for my Daily Double A. analytically, let's go to Xander Bogaerts. 3-for-4 yesterday. He's got 7 hits in his last 4 games. In his career against Dylan Bundy, 14-for-39 for a .359 average. That will work. Good matchup for Bogaerts today in Minnesota. And anecdotally, I'm looking at Shohei Ohtani to remain hot. Big stage for the big man against a pitcher he knows well. Frankie Montas, the former Oakland A. Shohei hits .381 against Montas with 3 homers and 6 walks, too. So, Shohei and Bogaerts, my 2 picks for the Daily Double A. Elite users, forget them. They had Solano yesterday. Plus, streakers are bailing left and right. We're all on our own, people. Except if you're listening for us on the Beat the Streak podcast. I will tell you that the hit probability algorithm has Gene Segura of the Phillies at Arizona against the lefty Madison Bumgarner, Rafael Devers of the Red Sox against the aforementioned Dylan Bundy, and Luis Arraez in that same game against the Red Sox rookie Brian Bello. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you're playing the game every day of the MLB season for your chance to win 5.6 million beans. Beat the Streak Daily drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, Xander Bogaerts, Shohei Ohtani, and Mookie Betts, all hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.